What's it going to take for the defense to help you guys win this game Monday night?
Oh, we got to go out and stop the run. We can't give up big plays. Got to create some turnovers if we can. And, you know, obviously I think it's going to be a tough, drawn-out match. You know, they have a really good defense. So it'll be, you know, whoever defense shows up and plays the best probably win the game.
Have you guys become confident as a defense you will stop the run each week?
Yeah, because it's not just a one guy. It's not Jadeveon Clowney or Joel or DJ Reader or McKinney or those guys. It's all 11 guys, you know. And I think times we do stop the run and play really great run defense is when you see guys doing their assignments and, you know, triggering on the run and getting all 11 hats to the ball.
You're giving up 86 yards a game rushing since that first game against Jacksonville. Is it because you're getting a lot of people to the ball, different guys playing well, or is it strategy?
I think it's a combination of everything. Everybody's included. I think they do all week long a great job of putting us in right position, you know, drawing up looks to kind of get us to fit the run a certain way. And obviously later in the week, it starts to look better and better, and then you carry it over to the game. And I think obviously the guys on defense take the challenge because you never want to be called soft in this league. You never want to be known as you can't stop the run. And I think guys have responded.
You've been teammates with Eddie for a long time here. He's made a lot of big plays this year. What do you think he's done differently, if anything?
I think I took the next step. He's always been a tough, instinctive player for us, but I think his role has grown even more. I think, you know, in the league, you play a long time. He's played a lot for us over the past few years. You're able to figure things out and slow certain things down and anticipate things more. And I think you're starting to see that from Eddie.
You're at the Thanksgiving table. What has to be on it for you?
For me, fried chicken. I don't eat turkey, so. Yeah, fried chicken. Got to be some fried chicken. I don't eat turkey. I've never had turkey before, so.
Has that ever been presented to you? I assume it has, turkey on Thanksgiving. How'd you say no?
Yeah, that's my mom's fault. She cooks separate for my whole life, so, yeah. I tried it maybe like once when I was maybe 8 or 9, and it wasn't for me. I haven't tried it since.
Would fried turkey be a compromise?
Nah, I'm going to take the fried chicken right now. My wife had fried turkey. We had fried turkey last year, and I didn't even think about trying it, so no chance. Sorry, Sarah.
As you give thanks on this day, when you started this whole thing, could you have imagined that your career would be this, that you'd still be going, still playing, have done all the things that you've done?
Not at all. Coming in, I just wanted to play, you know, get through my first contract and then see where it goes from there. And then I think being around the veteran guys I had on my team in Cincy and just, you know, learning to handle things the right way, being the ultimate professional. And, you know, obviously sitting back and looking now 12 years in, you know, I'm more than thankful for the opportunity that I've been given. I've tried to make the best of it, you know, obviously. But I think just being a part of the NFL for this long is just a great feeling. You know, I've been blessed, me and my family, and I'm more than thankful, like I said.
The way that you've been treated by the Texans organization since you've been here, I mean, they've really wrapped your arms around you and made you one of their guys. How much was that part of the decision to come here in the first place? And you feel like that's been validated in a way?
Of course. I think, you know, free agent process, you know, the grass is always not green on the other side. I think you just look around the league, guys figure that out quick. And like I said, I've been blessed coming here, a free agent. I was nervous. You know, I was only in one place, still young at the time, had a family. We moved here, and we pretty much made this home. This is home for us. Received open arms. They welcomed us in, never wavered in any way. I've been here for 7 years, enjoyed every part of the process. You know, we're winning some games, won the division a few times, so it's been a great experience for me.
Who might overeat on Thanksgiving? Which one of your teammates?
Jadeveon Clowney. No question, Jadeveon Clowney. Because he's one of those guys, I don't think he can ever get fooled. As long as his eyes see it, he's all for it.
But if his body never changes, he won't see it.
You definitely won't see it on his body because he has 4% body fat. But if you're sitting around him and watching it, you'll be like, oh, my God. Hey, that's the one guy. Every time I'm with him, there's food around. He doesn't stop.
You afraid to invite him to the house for Thanksgiving?
I think we have more than enough. More than enough. He's more than welcome. He's more than welcome anytime. If I can keep him playing the way we're playing now, I feed him double.